Little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the local's housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Well, listener, Indonesia's Megawati Abu Dhabi Prince discuss brand UAE cooperation. Former Indonesian President Megawati Soekarno Putri met with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, on Saturday. The two discussed various issues, including Palestine, and explored cooperation between the UAE and Indonesia's National Research and Innovation Agency, where Megawati currently chairs the agency's steering committee. Misrawi said that Prince Khalid showed interest in cooperation due to the need of research on sanitation, clean water, and the development of quantum technology in the UAE. The meeting also addressed Palestinian issues, during which Megawati urges all parties to fight Palestinian independence. She conveyed the concern of her late father, Indonesia's first president, Soekarno, for Palestinian independence, particularly at the Asia-Africa Conference in Bandung, West Java, in 1955.
Hidupku. region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Forest is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang Cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So to all the pretty ladies out there, if you're listening, if you're looking for some loving, DM my Instagram, yeah. Cause I wanna give you all my loving, I wanna give you all my heart, yeah. So now I'm holding your hands and we're together, but then I realize I'm in a daydream, damn.
I need love.
Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Rejansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Keep going on. You and I listen to this thing. that no one can stop us.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or non-Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including angklung. Although angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Dorindik and the Flute Rhythm by Trio Buana. Used to make windy is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by Rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing Rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely Munil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called Sangsi. In the performance of Boom Boom Dance, this technique is called Jigok in Bali itself, and Rindik is usually performed to accompany the Boom Boom Dance. Besides that, Rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of Rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, Rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called Rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, NVOI double underscore official, and our email address, NVOI at voinews.id, and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130.
Kau dan aku. bercanda ria. Santailah dulu sejenak kawanku. Tinggalkanlah semua masa lalu. Sebuah tombak temani semesta membiru. Dengarlah, oh lihatlah, dengarlah, pantai memanggilmu.
Warna tawa beranjak, tinggalkan wajahku terlihat. Jejak hampa tak bermakna merampas semangat yang dulu.
Stay true, let's get through. All is from your heart, always from your heart.
Kan bahagia bertata, tak hirau pandangan, tersimpan dalam hati, dalam jiwa bersama.
Yang selalu ku inginkan, yang selalu untukmu, hanya untukmu. Tak perlu kau tanya lagi, siapa pemilik hati ini. Kau tahu, pasti dirimu. Tolong lihat aku dan jawab pertanyaanku. Mau dibawa kemana hubungan kita? Jika kau terus menunda-nunda dan tak pernah menyatakan cinta, mau
with the news. First, the headline. International Fleet Review at MNEC 2025 in Bali. Food production shows positive developments in 2025, said the ministry. And now the news in details. The first news. The International Fleet Review took place at the Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo 2025 in Bali. Featuring naval ships from various countries, the event aimed to strengthen maritime cooperation and diplomacy among participating nations. It also showcased Indonesia's commitment to regional security and international naval collaboration. The Ministry of Agriculture reported positive development in food production for 2025, attributing the growth to improved agricultural technology and government support, increased crop yields, and enhanced farming efficiency have contributed to national food security. The government continues to implement policies to sustain this progress and ensure food availability for the population. And that was Newsline.